70% Mexican, 40% or 30% black school, and you didn't really get very much integrating done except between blacks and browns. And that's why the browns, who screamed and yelled and carried on for 100 years that they were white, are now screaming, yelling, and carrying on that they're not white, because they said they got screwed both directions. When they were claiming they were white, they were put in schools of their own anyway, so that there were effectively almost three school districts or divisions, although there were certainly places where browns were integrated with whites there. They were not integrated with blacks, but when we got the segregation decisions of the 50s and we had to integrate with the blacks, it was, generally speaking, those brown whites that got integrated.
How old are you?
33.
And your occupation?
Editor
of the
Rice University Studies.
You just recently taken that job?
I've had it 3 years.
I didn't realize that. And before that you were?
Before that I was in graduate school, getting my master's in English at Rice. Before that, I was having babies. Before that, I taught mathematics.
You taught math?
Yeah, geometry.
What?
In high school.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like it?
Pretty well. I enjoyed it. I was teaching at the private school where my 8-year-old goes, and it was very nice. They're very solicitous of their teachers, and the administration backs up the teachers, but is pretty much hands-off about your running your class the way you want to do it. They have departmental meetings where everybody decides what the general goals for the year will be, and then they walk off and you don't have to turn in lesson plans and you don't have somebody breathing down your neck watching how you teach your class. And with about 16 or 18 kids, you can get a great deal done.
How long did you teach?
2 years. Nominally Episcopalian.
That's what you grew up in?
Yeah. I was sort of a mixture as a child. My mother was brought up Presbyterian. My father was brought up Methodist and decided he wasn't particularly interested in that. So they semi-compromised on Episcopalian, and my mother took the children to Sunday school. We were married in the Episcopal Church.
Was your husband Episcopalian?
He was brought up as a Methodist mostly, but he also had himself confirmed as an Episcopalian when he was in, freshman or sophomore year of college, and so he was also nominally an Episcopalian when we married.
Tell me about your education with the starting with the names of the first schools you attended.
I went to St. John's Nursery School. St. John the Divine Episcopal Church has a school connected with it, which is non-sectarian and not run by the church. It just happens to be on their property and they use the facilities. When I was 3, then when I was 4, I didn't go to school. When I was 5, I went to Mrs. Martin's, it had a name, Maryland was the name of her school. She had kindergarten and first grade. And I started in kindergarten, but my mother had already taught me to read and write at home, so they said after a week, we'd like to try her in first grade, and I stayed. So because of that, I was just barely 6 the next year when I graduated from Maryland. And it was always called Mrs. Martin School, though. I never heard anyone call it Maryland, although that's the name on the door. And I was supposed to go to River Oaks Elementary School,